Okay, hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Our Global Expression podcast. My name is Rowan, freshman ECE major student.
My name is Zetong Lee, an econ major freshman. And today we introduce the Professor Manda Lee. And Professor Manda Lee, can you talk a little bit about yourself?
Sure. So my name is Professor Anushri Mandali, and this is my second year here at Lafayette College. And I usually teach, I'm in electrical department, but I also teach integrative engineering students as well. So yeah, that's pretty much about it.
Okay.
And for the next question, can you talk a little bit about your education journey and how did you come to Lafayette College?
So I did my undergrad back in India in electronics and communication. So that is slightly different than what our electrical is, electrical engineering here. So it's mostly like based on electronics and little bit more about communications and little bit about coding and things, computer organization. But yeah, and then I came to States to do my master's, and I did my master's at Cleveland State University. And along with that, I also did thesis because I was interested to do PhD. So I want to get a glimpse of that research feeling. So I did thesis during my master's because I don't have that option back in India. To do research during my undergrad, you guys are lucky to have that. So yeah, because of that reason, so I did master's with my thesis option. And then immediately I started my PhD. And then COVID hit, so I have to like take a break of like a semester or two, so that since we are not allowed into the campus, so I was like, okay, I cannot do my experiment, so I was working on the theory side, and then I was under I was thinking whether to go into the completely academic side or to the industry job, because most of my seniors who are already doing PhD, they were like, they want to go into industry side because, I don't know, they like it too there. So what I did was I took a 6-month internship position at a Parker Hannifin company. So it's mostly a mechanical based company. And it was like in R&D. So I get to do my controls part, still research, but research that they want me to do it, not something that I want to do it.
Yeah.
So that was like, okay, it's good. It pays good. It's good. But I don't have the research freedom that I usually get in academics when compared to an industry. So I was like, okay, this is not my cup of tea. So I'm going to go back to my original plan, stick to completing my PhD and then find a teaching position. So that's how I ended up completing my PhD. And during my last semester, I got an offer from Lafayette College for the interview. So that's how everything started.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really exciting journey. Okay. My next question is, how did you start your interest of like ECE? And what's the kind of difference between the fields here versus your home country?
So when I was doing my undergrad back in India, I had this one course. It's called Control Systems. So it was just a single course, but I don't have any, like, it's not like a continuation course, like Controls 1 and Controls 2. It's not like that. It's just a single course. So when I was taking that course, initially, I struggled a bit. Like, I couldn't figure it out what my professor is teaching. And because that is slightly different than what the other courses that I took before. So it was like slightly different. So it's new and everything goes, it's like, I cannot figure it out what he's teaching. So one day I was like, okay, this is enough. I cannot take it anymore. So I sat down, I bought a textbook and I sat down and I started reading from the first chapter. That's when it really clicked to me what he's actually teaching. So that's how my interest started in control systems. And then it grew, like it was like, wow. It's a lot. So if I look around, even in this room, there are so many control systems that we are using. So then I was like, okay, this control systems, even though it's just a single course or a major, but it can be applied interdisciplinary to so many different fields. So that's when it started. So that's when I came to master's. I was like, I want to study more about that controls. So I started looking for schools with controls major. Then I came across Cleveland State University. So that's how I started my master's. And even in my master's, I did research in multiple disciplines with a control focus. So my research was on like power systems, but to control that one. And MEMS device to control that one. So that's how it was like, this is cool. You can control so many things. So that's how everything started.
Wow.
Wow. Okay, so the next question is, what kind of culture shock you experienced when you first came to US? And what is the hardest thing you need to adjust when you come to US?
So I won't say this as a cultural shock, but the first thing that it took me quite a while to adjust is like I came in August. That's like fall, during the fall. So back in India, it was like we usually have a dinner after sunset. So but here, you won't have sunset until like 7:38 sometimes. So that was like, and we was like, oh my God, it's already 8 because we just came and we were like 6 girls in our room. So it was like, we have to cook by ourselves. And we were like, it's still bright outside. It's like maybe 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock. But when we checked time, it was like 6:30 or 7 o'clock. So that was like, it took us a while to adjust to that change because we never had something like that back in India. It was always, okay, by 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock, yeah, you can have dinner. It's dark. You can have dinner. Always by 6:30, it will be sunset done. But here, that's not the case. So it varies a lot during winter and during the fall. So that was like, since that's the first time we noticed it, it took us a while to realize that, okay, even though it's bright, it's our dinner time. Yeah, so that was the first thing that I noticed, like, wow. And coming to the cultural thing, yeah, this is something that really stood out to me. So back in India, if I know someone, then only I'll like go and talk to that person or I'll initiate that conversation. But here, you don't need to know everyone. Even you can just smile at a stranger, or they will smile at you. Even though you don't know that person, they will smile at you. That gives you that warm feeling and welcoming feeling here. So that really helped a lot during my initial days when I came here for the first time. So that was like really good because everyone welcomes you, even though they don't know you. That's a different story. But yeah, that was really nice.
I see. Yeah. I kind of have the similar experience here. Like I feel really weird. Like if some random one smell at you in China, it becomes really normal in the States.
Yeah, that was nice here.
Yeah. Okay. My next question is: as an international faculty, with international background, how did you find a sense of community on campus, and what did that look like?
So, okay, again, I'm going to go back to my master's. So during my master's, I was inducted into this honor society. It's called IEEE Eta Kappa Nu. So it was an honor society, but then I worked in that organization. Like, I was a member initially, and then I was an officer like for 5 to 6 years, or maybe 7, I don't know. I lost count. But like, more than 5 years, I was an officer, so I took the initiative in that. That became more like my organization kind of thing. So I belonged to that one. So when I came here, during my interview, I was like, the faculty was showing me around the campus, and I noticed in our ECE floor, we have that IEEE HKN poster. So in that room 400. So I was like, oh my goodness, they have IEEE here. So that was like, I know this one. That like clearly clicked, like, okay, yeah, it's good. I know something that's not going on here. Yeah, so that was really nice to, like, being a part of organization and noticing the same organization in the new place that you're going to come. And that's really good. That gives you that, I belong here kind of feeling. And then currently I'm the faculty advisor for that organization. So I'm back to where I was at my grad school, but yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Okay, so for the last question is, what you want to be if you are not a professor?
So if not professor, then I might be just a controls engineer. Yeah, but again, the main reason for me to do my PhD or this research or everything is to become a professor. I really like teaching because I saw my mother and my grandfather, they both are teachers. So I'm like a third generation teacher in my family. So I have seen my grandfather really change a student's life. The impact that he had on students' life, I was able to see that. I mean, I haven't seen him teaching because by the time I was born, he retired. So that's a different story. But whenever I go back, visit my grandfather's house, there were like so many people used to like, even if I'm like just walking or playing around, they used to call like, oh, she is his granddaughter. He's a school. He taught me some course, like he used to teach social science. So he taught me that and it really changed my life. I'm in this position because of your grandfather. So that that's kind of conversation that actually inspired me. And after that, again, I saw the same thing with my mom. She really had impact on students' life. So maybe those two inspired me a lot to become a teacher. So that's all. Maybe I decided to be a teacher even before starting my PhD. So
wow.
Yeah, it has some little backstory, but yeah. Yeah. But if I couldn't find a job or if I'm not a teacher, then maybe a controls engineer. That's it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. So thank you for attending our Global Broadcast Expression. And in our next episodes, we will see more interview.
Thank you so much for having me here. It's a good thing that you guys are doing this. It's great.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us.
Yeah.